ගරු ෆයිසර් මුස්තාපා මන්ත්‍රීතුමා, ඔබතුමාට විනාඩි 9ක් කාලයක් ලැබෙනවා. ඕඩර් ප්ලීස්. ගරු ක්‍රිෂ්ණන් සෙල්වරාජ් මන්ත්‍රීතුමාට මුලසුන භාර කරනවා.
ගරු මන්ත්‍රීතුමා කතා.
Honorable member, I'm thankful that I've given an opportunity to speak at the committee stage debate with regard to trade, commerce and industry. I would say that in our country we cannot resolve our issues, take our country forward unless we move away from debt and bringing FDIs in the country. Your minister, honorable minister, is a backbone of the economy. We have to bring in FDIs and we have to develop industries. We are our closest neighbor. India has the largest population. We have a free trade agreement with India, and if we can create incentives where we can start in industrial zones with incentives. Unfortunately, every successive government feels that people are waiting to come and start industries in Sri Lanka. Our energy costs are high, our labor costs are high, so we need to create a mechanism where we create incentives for industries to be set up in Sri Lanka. Then, Honorable Minister, I would be focusing on a very important aspect when we deal with bringing investment and trade. Unless we have a vibrant judiciary, we cannot entice investors to come into Sri Lanka. The first concern, an investor coming and investing in Sri Lanka, if he has issues with the regulators, if he has issues with the local partners, how we could resolve it. Unfortunately, if you file a case in a district court, you have to wait 20 years to bear fruits of your victory. We have brought in a commercial high court in Sri Lanka. However, from the commercial high court, there is only one right of appeal. Earlier, from the district court, you can go to the court of appeal and then to the Supreme Court. Even with that mechanism, for one to have fruits of a victory of a decree, it will take 10 years. So unless we revamp our judiciary, where with regard to commercial matters, especially when foreigners come to invest in Sri Lanka, that we give them investment confidence that through a vibrant judiciary, we will be able to protect their rights. Also, Honorable Minister, the Arbitration Act. Lot of investors have come to Sri Lanka because they can, the dispute record mechanism of arbitration. But there are issues with regard to arbitration. If you take the Arbitration Act, there is no provision to get interim relief, and also certain arbitrations take a long duration of time. And also, arbitration has become a very costly process. So I think there needs to be centers set up by the state where cost of arbitration can be brought about. Also, when you take small timers, if you take leases in Sri Lanka, the leasing agreements have an arbitration act. When you have an arbitration act, a small timer can't go to court, and therefore the leasing companies do what they want. Because you can only go to court on a question of law, and normally an average citizen does not have the resources to go before arbitration. Because you have to pay for the arbitrator, you have to pay for the center, and also invariably a small timer does not understand the process of arbitration. But if you take the legal mechanism of court, a small time is protected. So I would ask you to have discussions with the Justice Ministry, and with regard to the Arbitration Act, bring in a ceiling where transaction, where leaseholders and hire purchase agreements, where less than a certain value, that they not be, that there is a provision that that you cannot refer it to arbitration. So, Honorable Minister, I would like you to consider the aspect with regard to our judiciary and investment, especially the amendments which I suggested with the Arbitration Act. We need to bring in changes to entice investors, because Whatever you do, Honorable Minister, with regard to promoting investment and starting industries, unfortunately, you see great number of Sri Lankans have some, no, great number of foreign investors have got played out. You must be having various foreign nationals coming and saying that they got played out by their local partner. So unless the judiciary is vibrant, they will never have recourse. Also, if you look at our judiciary, we have the district court, we have the magistrate's court, and you get the high court. There are over 15 vacancies which have not been filled in the high court from April last year. So if we do not have a strong judiciary, we cannot... it is relevant because unless these judicial appointments are filled, there will be loss delays. And when an investor comes into Sri Lanka, it is relevant in this sense. I am only speaking to you because as the investor, as the Minister of Trade and Commerce, no investor or no person will start business if there are loss delays. So I bring it to you so that you can tell the Justice Minister that there are 15 vacancies in the High Court. The Judicial Services Commission should recommend to the President so that they can be appointed. So if you can, because judges also like to be promoted from the magistrate's court to the district court to the high court, from the court of appeal to the supreme court. So we need a vibrant judiciary, because unless these judicial appointments are filled, from April last year, high court appointments have not been filled. I'm not blaming anybody. So the Judicial Services Commission should recommend it to the president, the names, so that the appointment can be made. Otherwise, there will be loss delays. If there are loss delays, investors will have problems in coming and investing in Sri Lanka if the court.
Gauravuru Pinar avargale innum mirandu nimidangal ungalukku irukkindrana.
So therefore, I respectfully urge you to look at the issues which I propose with regard to the judiciary. And also, Honorable Minister, every magistrate and a district judge likes to be appointed to the High Court. There is an age limit of 60 up where they can serve in the High Court. So in the interest of the country, I am speaking on behalf that you need a vibrant judiciary to entice investment. So in that scenario, I beg you to look into the aspect that these 15 judicial appointments to the High Court be filled as soon as possible. Thank you, Mr. Justice, I'm very grateful, Mr. Thank you. I thank.
He's telling.
Dr. Elia Tambi.